Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Exclusive, Alan, from ABC, an interview with George Stephanopoulos and President Biden. The interview at one point turned to Governor Andrew Cuomo. President Biden said Cuomo should resign if investigation confirms women's sexual harassment claims. He stopped short of calling on Governor Andrew Cuomo to step down immediately, but he also said, I think he'll probably end up being prosecuted, too.
That's an extraordinary thing. That's the new news, that the president of the United States, who is assumed to be a very good friend, I know that Andrew Cuomo has said that a number of times, a very good friend of Joe Biden's, all of a sudden Joe Biden has raised the stakes by suggesting that Cuomo would be prosecuted. Now, we haven't heard much of that up to now. So that's something. If the president is apparently one of those people who would like to see this thing resolved by Cuomo getting out. Now, did he say that? No. First, he said that the investigation, which is basically what Cuomo has been calling for to buy himself some time, was the way to go. But for whatever reason, he does seem to be raising up the heat a notch. And so now, with the president basically saying, I assume he'll be prosecuted, that's new information. And it also indicates where the president is. You know, I once asked the governor why he didn't run for president. He said, well, basically, Joe and I discussed it, and it's really his turn. He didn't use exactly those words, but that's what he said. So the presumption is that they're very good friends, and they have those kinds of discussions. But in fact, it ain't the case. And we can see that now. Biden is lining up with all of those who are pushing the governor.
Now we're seeing a number of articles turning toward the lieutenant governor. We can't forget that if Cuomo was forced to resign, Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul becomes the governor. And in the New York Times, Ms. Hochul has been described as having been both an extremely loyal lieutenant to Mr. Cuomo and typically, quote, one of the most outspoken persons against any type of sexual harassment. We've heard a number of lawmakers say they have full confidence in her should Cuomo step down, but she'd be the governor.
She would. We have seen some of this before. We saw it with Mr. Patterson and Spitzer, but that doesn't mean she stays the governor. You know, there is an unwritten law in the New York State Constitution. It's done in invisible ink that if you want to be a Democrat and a governor, you probably ought to come from the five boroughs of New York City. And so I would expect that she would serve out the term, which isn't that long, but I wouldn't be betting money that she'll be the successor. Now, of course, New York is ready for a woman governor, and that says it should be. And so maybe that would be a thing that she could have on her side as she moves forward in her political career. Remember that at one point Cuomo said she should run for Congress as opposed to being lieutenant governor, and she said, no, absolutely not. I'm staying here, basically. So that's it. She could be tough when she needs to.
Horrific news about Georgia massage parlor shootings, Alan, leaving eight dead. Authorities say a 20-year-old man has been captured hours after eight people were killed in shootings at three Atlanta-area massage parlors. The killings come amid a recent wave of attacks against Asian Americans that coincided with the spread of the coronavirus across the U.S. It's quite remarkable, one story after another, Alan, and they're all over the country, of these kinds of attacks. This is horrific.
David, you can never know what new lows we're going to come to in this country. And all of a sudden, Asian Americans are suspect by so many of the right-wing nut jobs and the rhetoric that goes around amongst them. And we really have to protect our neighbors. You know, major contributions have been made by Asian Americans in this country. And if you look back on history, you'll see that kind of prejudice against Italian Americans, that kind of prejudice against Jewish people who came to this country. So it is now our obligation to protect those people. And if somebody kills eight people, throw the book at them.
Well, I threw out a report yesterday, Alan, showing that, shocking, Russian President Vladimir Putin authorized influence operations to help Donald Trump in last November's presidential election. It's declassified intelligence assessment that found broad efforts by the Kremlin and Iran to shape the outcome of the voting process. The report represents the most detailed assessment of an array of foreign threats in the 2020 election. No shock here.
No, Nancy Pelosi said it best, with Trump, all roads led to Putin. And that's right. Putin clearly needed to be close to Trump and needed his reelection. We do know that something was always going on between those two guys. We never, ever got any resolution of that. We do know that he talked to those ambassadors and he said to them, I just fired the FBI head to put an end to this Russian thing. We know that. And we do know that Trump has been in Moscow, and we do know that there has been a relationship between these guys. So if anybody is surprised by this, I'm surprised.
How about President Biden saying for the first time, Alan, he wants to overhaul the filibuster?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he's a very bright man, Biden, and he spent a lot of time in the Senate. I'm putting my money on him. If he said he was against revising the filibuster, I say, well, he must have known what he was talking about. Now, confronted by an angry Mitch McConnell who's making all kinds of threats on his own that if the filibuster is shut down, that there'll be no peace between them. And that, you know, basically he's threatening the president of the United States, but he's not cooperating. The president wanted to get along. He reached out. He sent an olive branch to the Republicans. They have completely rejected it. They're together, and that includes all of the ones that we have come to think might be moderate. And, you know, at this stage of the game, Biden is putting on the boxing gloves. Good for him. He needs to do that. He didn't want to do it, but if that's the way they're going to play the game, I do think Biden has to respond in kind. And I'm glad to see that he has the gumption to do that. So we're going to look at this thing and hope that these two guys can come to some kind of peace. But if not, it's going to get uglier and uglier and uglier.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Carpe diem, Alan.
Carpe diem.